This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest from an innovative and very cool cybersecurity company. It's Chandra Pandey, and he is the founder and CEO of Secion, SECEON.com, Secion. And they are an innovator in so many areas. They've pulled it all together with a next generation XDR solution we're going to learn all about today. Chandra, welcome back to the hot seat.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Thanks for inviting us again. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Chandra, Secion has created an all-in-one encompassing solution to really get preemptive and proactive against threats. And I have a feeling it's also cost-effective. But tell us about this next-gen XDR solution and really all these gears on the back wall. You've pulled all these components into one thing, which just seems incredible.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking that question, Gary. The platform we did from the day one is like has your SOAR. If you look into the traditional way, you have your same SOAR, UEBA, NBAD, ML, AI, dynamic threat models, as well as threat intelligence. And a couple of years back, we realized as we are working with more than almost 4,000 customers that they were kind of feeling that, hey, their EDR is not adding much of the value in the broader context. There is a lot of noise they have to deal with, and the vulnerability assessment itself was running on its own, but they don't know what the actions are really relevant and what they should do, what they should not do. So there was a lot of requests that started coming that, hey, can we put those functionality into the platform as well? So we launched our AI XDR, and that brought everything together. So if you look into AI XDR for the people right now, mostly is like a EDR plus any other things you do. They call it like, hey, I got XDR. Mm-hmm. From us, as you pointed out, AI XDR is your comprehensive cybersecurity platform. You can think about that you are running a proactive like a SOC, you are running MDR functionality. You might be saying that I'm running XDR. I'm kind of also doing all the threat hunting, incident response, forensic. Hopefully you never have to do those kind of forensics and all that in there in our platform. But if you just wanted to investigate sometime for a purpose, you want to see what has been happening in your environment, you have all of those things at the single place. So it is a comprehensive cybersecurity platform. And now on the platform, we have 6,000 plus customers. And you said something very unique, Gary. I wanted to make sure I address it. From the day one, our goal was to not just kind of create a platform which is going to address the need of the people with the millions of dollars into the security budgets, but make it affordable for any size organization which are kind of like running their own businesses and they want to focus on their own businesses, but they should not be worried about the cybersecurity and breaches. So we made it very affordable and it can be afforded by many of those organizations. So if you look into 90% of our customers come from SME and SMB, and every day, approximately 100 customers or maybe more than that get onboarded in our platform. And that is the approach we took. And the partners we have, they are all excited about that. Hey, I can go and offer a cybersecurity solution, which is in the most comprehensive in the nature. And it's better than many of those organizations who are spending millions of dollars getting their cybersecurity tools and running the operation. And that was our goal. And seeing our partners being that excited is kind of gives us a lot of satisfaction and gives us motivation to go and keep on doing, adding the innovations on top of what we have right now.
Chandra, that's fantastic. And you know, the underserved group normally is the SMB or SME. And 80% of GDP comes from those businesses that can't really afford multi-million dollar cybersecurity solutions. I'm curious, quick quickness on deployment, ease of deployment. Are we talking about you're hosting this, or you offer MSP or MSSP partnerships where we go to our provider? How does an SME or SMB get this up and running so quickly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So lately, what is happening is a lot of our partners, they host it from our cloud. So they can launch it within like a hour, and then they can have like 10, 20, 100 customers hosted on the platform within a day. So as I mentioned, there are like almost like 100 customers get onboarded very frequently each of the weeks. We have those kind of things going on. And the reason is very simple, because what we did is we provided them our own private cloud. There are our partners who run from the public clouds as well. So AWS as well as the Azure, and some had the GCP as well, but mostly AWS and Azure. They kind of use the platform in that one as well. On the enterprise side, there are some who have like requirement, they have to run from the Gov cloud and all that. So they put the platform into the Gov cloud, but we have enabled that, you know, so platform is cloud agnostic, hypervisor agnostic, but all the trend has been lately is like SMB and SMB customer, they get the services through our MSP and MSSP partners. And those ones get launched from our cloud. It's much more easy without any significant investment. You can launch your services within a day. You can have 10, 20 customer live. And just to give you an idea, you know, you ask a really interesting question that how long it takes to onboard a customer. So definitely small customer, you are done within an hour or so. You have onboarded there like 100, 200 assets you have. Just like some cases, you have we have very large customer. They run from our cloud as well, that where you have 10,000 assets or 20,000 assets. And typically onboarding, like if you look into the traditional way, people will go and talk, hey, it's going to take a couple of months. And sometimes we have to do all this tuning and all that in there. And those customers, to their surprise, they get kind of onboarded in a week. And these, I'm talking about 10,000 plus asset, where the data is kind of telemetry is getting ingested from all of those devices, you know.
Speaking of ingesting the data, does AI XDR get deployed as kind of an inline solution where all traffic has to flow through it for, you know, web browsing and email and file transfer and other things? Or is it a mix or non-inline or some kind of hybrid play? And is there an endpoint agent that gets installed?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you look into, if you try to do everything inline, that kind of like a solution is never going to scale, and you will never be able to see everything together. So it has to be something where you are getting the telemetry from what is in line directly in there. And then certain places you do require to have some of the telemetry which you are going to extract from the data sets, or you are monitoring on the like the endpoints itself. So we have like collectors. We also have like what you call is a traffic analyzer, which is in certain cases is basically you want to put it in there where you cannot get rich enough telemetry. And then for the endpoints, where if the people want to kind of transition from their whatever the EDR or solution they have been using in there, then they end up using our EDR agent in there. And that brings all the telemetry, and it also gives us capability to offer your file integrity monitoring and all that too. So it's not only that, you know, you are getting your EDR, but you are getting much more richer functionality beyond that as well, you know.
Is there a dashboard in AI XDR that's the MSP or MSSP manages for the client? Is a client allowed to, you know, if they have a big enough team, to have their own IT staff review, manage, and monitor the interface and the dashboard and reporting and events and alerts?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we had done. So we gave a capability to all the way to the end customers to the MSP and then MSSP. So you have all the three label kind of, you can have master MSSP, then you can have MSSP or MSP who is now have become MSSP and the end customer. All of them can come in and monitor. So MSP will see, our MSSP will see all of their customers. Customer will see only their own dashboard and they see all the actions, activities. Sometimes they do the co-manage as well, so that customer will be able to do the actions and even kind of sit on the command and control centers. We call it command and control center at the individual customer level, where they can say that, hey, these are the actions I want to take when these kind of things are observed in the future as well. So you can provide that kind of like feedback for a platform to be efficient going forward as well. One of the things I wanted to point out, because you are very deep in the security, Gary, anyway, because there's not many people like you who have done their own R&D innovations and all that. So what we also did is we did something very unique, because you see, everywhere in the world, you have all these different standards are coming in there for privacy as well as reporting something. Means like India just came up that, hey, you have to report the incident within 6 hours and all that, you know. So our platform was kind of already real time, but we came out with this, what we call this deep tracker. Many people will call it threat hunting, but the queries, you can create it over there, and those queries play into the playbook. And those can be, if you can have a reporting playbook to the any of those agencies, you can have a cert and all that. You can even have just like, hey, if something happens in there, just kind of send out the report to the cert notifications itself in the specific format they want. So all of those things can be done. And the problem is like, previously, if you have to do, human has to be involved. Here, what we did is we put all the intelligence in the platform. And you just kind of say, okay, hey, you know, it's like, this is the query. And that query runs into a playbook. So you don't have to do anything. It triggers automatically in there. If something happened, you have to report it. Just do it in real time. Forget about even just like 6 hours. You are able to do in the real time as well.
So Chandra, do you feel the AI that you and your team have developed over the last 7 or 8 years, do you feel that that's really what's one of the key factors in enhancing XDR to really quickly make intelligent decisions and take away the heavy workload and the pain from maybe a team that doesn't have the capabilities, or like you say, maybe we can't afford to have that staff. There's a shortage of cybersecurity jobs. So it sounds like you've put a lot into the AI.
Yeah, you know, it's like, that's what we have done. So because we know that amount of the data being generated and all that, because you can be in an environment where you might have hundreds of billions of data points are being generated within a week. And no matter how many humans you put it in there, you always have to be kind of putting into that, not only that week in the context, sometimes your context might be like a year old or 6 months old. So having that kind of intelligence where you are able to put the context and situational awareness into the AI is really critical. And with that, now you don't have to deal with the noise. You are getting to the point where you have actionable intelligence coming out, where the intelligent peoples are now directing a decision that, hey, what I want to do, or what I want to do if something happens like this in the future.
It sounds like we have an opportunity here. Every SMB out there, SME, that really needs to get the multi-million dollar solution that they can't afford it, they can get AI XDR from Secion and your MSP and MSSP partners.
Exactly. That's what we have done. And that's the reason we have this huge growth like on the customer base. And many of the MSP, MSSP partners are joining us on the to serve those people at the cost they can afford. Because our goal is like from the day one was, as I mentioned, that empowering those SMB and SMEs to focus on their core business instead of having a sleepless night over the cybersecurity and worried about that, hey, we will get breached and then we have to get out of the business. That should never be kind of on their mind. And that's what we have done.
That's wonderful. Chandra, if someone wants to get onboarded, do they go to Sekion.com to learn about their local MSP or MSSP? Or do they, if they don't have one, they get onboarded directly? Where do you recommend SME, SMB, IT, or even C-level executive viewers and listeners go to learn more about Sekion and to potentially get rolling quickly?
Yeah, so definitely, as you pointed out, people can go into the Sekion.com and they can kind of like ask that, hey, I have this need in there. So you can just fill out just like your email and like your phone number. And after that, you know, it's like you will get connected with the right set of the either MSSP who is offering the services, or if you want to have your own services, we will have a kind of like people start working with you to make sure that you get to see it, what you are going to get. If you want to work with a reference and all that to check how what their experience has been, you can always kind of like work on that. But you can also even try it out, you know, because it's such a simple thing for trying it out as well. So you can see for yourself what you are going to get out of it, you know, before you kind of decide whether this is the best solution. Definitely anybody who's tried out, we rarely have anyone who tried out go away anywhere. But, you know, it's like you have that option and you don't have to pay for it, even to trying it out. You know?
How long is the trial available for?
Yeah, typically we make it like 30 days. So people can try out for 30 days and that helps them clean up their environment quite a bit as well in there. But most of the people are like very much is like happy with their trial and all that. So if they are ready to move forward, they just kind of continue from there itself. And our partners are also have the same view and we have enabled them for the same view as well, because we have to make sure we support our partners to do the similar thing as well. You know,
that's fantastic. So folks, you just heard it here. We've learned about AI XDR from Chandra Pandey, who is the founder and CEO of Sekion. Go to his website as quick as you can if you're an SMB, SME, or an MSP or MSSP that really wants to solve these problems of the latest threats, attackers, ransomware, and so much more.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.